Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And we're so excited today. We have a brand new guest who's here for the first time. So Jimmy Mack is here with us today. And we're going to be talking about co-creating 5D life changes faster with My Liquid Fish. We're going to be doing some question and answer, live question and answer, with some processes. And we're going to be talking about how change begins and ends with working on ourselves, and that everything is energy, which most of us on this call know, right? And most of us, you know, in this community know, and that when we get a clear answer of whether our energetic frequency is vibrating at a yes or a no, we then have a direction to create change. And so sometimes just that alone, you know, finding out if we're at a yes or a no is going to make a huge difference. And then we can, you know, start to make different choices and different changes. We're also going to talk about how that the real power is not in the intuition or even asking the questions. It's in the ability to actually change and shift the energy yourself. And we can come to a place where even physical, emotional, and spiritual challenges can be released, and we can return to a place of neutrality. So I'm excited because, like I said, this is the first time that Jimmy is on our show. And for those of you who don't know Jimmy, Jimmy Mack is a renowned medical intuitive and spiritual life coach who has had decades of working with clients and pets around the globe on a wide range of challenges, diseases, and disorders. He has practiced a variety of modalities over many years, including Reiki, remote viewing, ascension with the monks, theta healing, access consciousness, reconnective healing, and various courses in the UN method. He's also a certified practitioner in matrix energetics and a certified shaman with a doctorate in divinity. And after a near-death experience in ICU, his life changed forever. And we're going to talk to Jimmy about that since it is his first time here. So, Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hopefully you can see me.
Yes, we can. Not to worry.
All right. I can't see you, but as long as you can see me, we're good.
Oh, right. Technical difficulties. We had technical difficulties last night as well. But no, we can all see you, so it's all good. So, I guess...
Okay.
Welcome to the show, and I'm so glad you're here. And because
it's
the first time that you're here with us, I just was hoping you could share a little bit about your story, how, you know, about that near-death experience, how you started doing the healing work that you're doing, and where you're going now.
Sure. Yeah. And I would like to see everybody if I start working on them, so that would be helpful, just so you know. So, yeah, started out, Episcopal. Went to, you know, church school, acolyte. I really liked to get into all the astrology, numerology, that sort of thing. Found that fascinating. Of course, psychic phenomenon. Loved all that. And then, as you mentioned, took a lot of different courses in healing and a lot of different modalities, of course, and mastered those, sat at the feet of some pretty famous healers. But really, that all changed. I got really sick. They took my gallbladder out. I was in South Florida, and but they about killed me. I either, they call it, I forget the name for it, but it has to do with almost like throwing up during surgery, if you can think of anything worse. Mm. Aspirated. So that, thank you, I'm asking them. And so that was a real issue. I ended up, came out of recovery okay, but my oxygen saturation index was crashed down. I wasn't getting enough oxygen, and they figured out I had pneumonia, like full-blown clinical pneumonia. So never a good day when all the doctors from all the departments pile in your little hospital room. You know that's going to be a bad time. So, yeah. And they said, you know, we can monitor you here, or we can take you to ICU. And I said to the surgeon, I said, pretend I'm your best friend, your favorite uncle, or your little brother. He goes, oh, I'd put you in ICU. So I said, lead the way. And that's where we went. So it was rough. I had, you know, pneumonia. It was like clinical pneumonia, full blown is like double pneumonia, and having three elephants on your chest. So you couldn't really breathe or move around or do anything. So heavy IVs, of course, and different pain meds to get me through it. But I was there for 3 days, and every night I would code out and really be coming out of my body and seeing very profound, mystical, magical things. Never saw Jesus, never saw white light, never saw any of that. But mm-hmm. I did see what looked like the Hubble Space Telescope pictures. It was very, very deep inner space. And so that was profound. And so that's what I felt like I was going up into. And over those 72 hours, really, I was shown and told a lot of different things through knowing, you know, in my head. So it was very, very cool. And that's how My Liquid Fish came into being.
So before that near-death experience, were you already doing healing work?
All of it, yes. Okay. Absolutely, yeah, daily, 7 days a week and helping folks. But this was a game changer. It wasn't like anything else. I literally played with it for about a year before DARE put it out on the world, you know, because I wasn't going crazy and that things could be this simple. But people that really connect with this are people that have kind of always had that knowing and that gnawing that there's got to be a simpler way. Mm-hmm. And this is it. And if you're into Tai Chi or Qigong or yoga, this is a basic hand movement where you can start to change everything. And it's very profound. It's simple, but it's deep.
Awesome. Thank you. And yeah, I did, you know, watch some of your videos. I listened to some of your audios. And yes, you're right. It is very simple to do, which is awesome. Because I, you know, I like simple. I like easy and I like quick. You know, that's
yes,
how 100%. I am. I don't
want
to wait.
Fast.
I want it yesterday, right?
Right. 100%. Yep. I'm there with you.
And so we worked together a couple of days ago and, you know, I loved our interaction. I loved working with you. It was short and quick and to the point, which was awesome. And, you know, it was interesting, you know, because you asked me when we first started working, like, do you know about kinesiology? And I was like, of course I know about kinesiology. It doesn't work for me, right?
Yeah. So
I was thinking the finger method and things like that, right?
Right.
And then you said, well, let's just stand up. I was like, okay, yeah, I know the sway test. That works sometimes.
Right.
Because I do have, and maybe this is an old pattern, and I'm going to have to stop saying this, my mind is stronger than, you know, as my mind is very strong. My willpower is very strong, right? And it's like, no, it won't work, you know, and then we did it, and it worked, of course. But we had a situation with my energy. Do you want to talk a little bit about that first, and then we'll go?
Yeah, and that's a lot of people, really. So I like either sway testing, standing. People have been through theta healing and various healing modalities. They might use their fingers, so they would go like this, or break in and out, that sort of thing. Use pendulums, dowsing, all of it. But I find that you really got to be clear enough, and by that I mean, you know, free of the ghosts and goblins and the overthinking, in order for it to work and for it to be really highly accurate. And once you're dialed in, you may not always like the answers you get, but it's going to be very, very accurate. And what you had, a lot of folks have, which is your energy was reversed. And all that means is your sunflower is down by your feet. And of course, the roots are up by your head. And so all we were doing is spinning that back around the other direction. I've been doing it so much and for so long, I can literally go like that and it'll spin the energy back around. And things that can really mess you up could be everything from, you know, screaming at somebody, having an argument. Could have been a week, 10 days ago, a month ago, doesn't matter. Kind of lingers with you. Car wrecks, any shock and trauma things, that sort of thing, or just feeling out of sorts. I mean, we had a whole month of July of Mercury retrograde, so you know what that was like. That was crazy, and that'd probably mess up anybody, you know. So we spin that back around like we did with you, and then things start to really take shape, and then you can actually feel the energy of it pulling you forward or back and moving you around. So it's very profound.
And so that's why I was questioning that a little bit. After the fact, it's like, yeah, but I do grounding work every day. So it's like, how could I be not grounded? It's like, I mean, I've been told so many times, you're not grounded enough. You're not grounded. We need to ground you. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Well, you can be grounded. You know what I tell folks? It's like going to a little diner up in New York. They have them and you and I go there to eat and it's a little boxcar diner and everybody's smoking for breakfast and eating bacon. And you and I can order cottage cheese and fruit cup and green tea, but we're still going to come out of there smelling like cigarettes and bacon. Just are. You're going to want to start your day over. You're going to want to burn your clothes and take a shower and get new clothes on and start over again. So it's kind of like that as a cleansing energetically,
right?
So that you can really change that energy so it runs direct. Once you get that, then you can start to really move things. And here's how wild I've gotten over time is I would write things down on the whiteboard behind people's heads just to check it, and it would pull them forward, back, or in between. And so then if they can't see it, then you're saying to yourself, who's the observer in the room, right? That's profound.
Yeah, true. Awesome. Good. Thank you for that clarity.
Yeah, absolutely.
For answering that, because like, but I'm always grounding every day. Right. But you know, but when, right? So it's like, okay, maybe at that time I hadn't done the process yet for myself. So I was like, okay, cool. Awesome. So we are going to be taking some questions. So for those of you who do have questions and want to work with Jimmy, you can raise your hand or you can type in the chat. So Jimmy, do you like to work with people live? Like,
yeah, I love live. I work 48 states over the phone and, you know, Skype around the world. So in person, that's fine. They could IM, they can call in, what okay. have you.
So, okay, cool. So you can call in, you can raise your hand, or you can type in the chat, okay? Don't just unmute yourself because, you know, just don't, because then we're going to get sound that we don't want. So right. I'll let you know when that is. But I just, before we get to that point, I wanted to just talk a little bit about, you know, the topic for today, co-creating 5D life changes faster with My Liquid Fish. So even the topic of co-creating changes faster, you know, with My Liquid Fish, the 5D changes, what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, I mean, this is something I've played with now for like 10 years. I really feel the energy has shifted. Colleague and I talked about that today. Today has been a really weird, crazy, deep molasses kind of day, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like I keep clearing myself and stuff will just pile onto us again like mud. And so there's a lot going on with that. I think the energies, the frequencies of the planet are starting to shift and change. So that's what we really want to raise the vibration to so we can climb above this. And I said to her, it was interesting because this plays to the point you're making. And that is, I said, well, I can't get caught up in the world and all the mess that's going on. She's like, nah, you need to be praying for that too and get everybody else to fish on that too and make things better. And she's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. She's right. So even if I'm working on one person, I really want, you know, their city, their county, their state, their country to get better. So
awesome. Good. Thank you. I love that. And so, you know, you're absolutely right that, you know, the change begins and ends with us working on ourselves and with energy. And, you know, this is about all of us taking responsibility for our energy, for our energetic field, for our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, how we are projecting that out into the world, you know, and how we're talking to ourselves even, because we forget that how we talk to ourselves is just as important as what we're saying to everybody else, right?
Yeah, self-talk's huge, I agree. And you and I were speaking earlier, and even the fasting part, you and I are both fasting at certain intervals, and that's amazing, you know? And I'll get up in the morning, and for hours, I don't speak, I don't take calls, you know, none of it. And I find just real depth and inner peace, and I hear the birds outside. And just to be silent for a little while is amazing too. So yes, yeah,
absolutely. And so for some of my clients who are listening and who are on the call right now, remember sometimes people have this idea about meditation. It's so hard. It's so difficult. There's so many rules and rituals and so on. It's like, no, just be still for 1 minute. Try it for 1 minute, you know? Right. And there was some resistance even to that 1 minute, you know, it's like, just, you know, I'm not going to say half an hour, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, just do it for 1 minute. And, but the more that people do that, you know, even 5-10 minutes every day, it's going to help shift their energy. And not just that, it's going to help them to understand and know who they truly are more and more. Right?
Oh, 100%. And, you know, it sounds shocking to say, but Cam Ewan and the Ewan Method, he'd always say meditation, waste of time. But that's because he is, you know, so intuitive and so profound, and he's a walking, breathing, living, moving mm-hmm. meditation. So I like more of the Zen path of being really aware and walking and moving in it all the time. For the folks that go, oh my gosh, I can't lay there that long. I can't be quiet. I can't clear my mind.
Right.
You know, this is a method whereby you're hitting those levels with spirit just by doing fishing and My Liquid Fish to where you are hitting that meditative state. You may not know it, but over time you figure it out in a hurry. So
awesome. Beautiful. So since, you know, you've talked about My Liquid Fish, so let's take a few minutes and just talk about that. So can you talk a little bit about what My Liquid Fish is and what we can expect on today's call?
Sure. So it's really about changing the energy. Of course, as you mentioned earlier, energies and everything. So it can be work, job, career, love life, you know, your health, anything you might have going on, there's energy and all of it. I call it the wind underneath the dove's wings. And So you find out where that energy is through measuring, really getting yes or no simple statements. So it can be standing sway testing, can be using a pendulum, your fingers, what have you. And the fish looks like an eight laying on its side, infinity. Mm-hmm. And then Spirit said, take off the back left end, and you wind up with a little fish. It's not the Christian fish symbol. It's a regular little fish, almost like a roller coaster, if you will. The bottom left corner, the bottom left tail, I refer to as earth negative weakness. And all we're doing is jettisoning out and releasing those negative things up into the void. Mm-hmm. And the top left corner of the tail is called earth positive strength. And so anything positive we don't have, we would go to the heavens and fish it in and bring it in. Right. And that makes all the difference in the world. And so you always want to test before you fish. It's like anything else. I tell people, if you are going offshore or going in a boat somewhere, you're not hurrying up and throwing your bait or your rod willy-nilly. You know, you've got to wait until you reach that fishing ground, that spot where you really want to be to fish. And so that's the same with this. You want to get either yes or no and find a definitive place so you can change things. Because if it's something great you and I already have, there's no sense in fishing that out or any of that, you know. But if it's something bad or negative, weakness, we want to release it and get rid of it. If it's something positive we're weak in and don't have, I would bring it in. And it's that simple. So it looks like a yoga move or a Tai Chi move. Mm-hmm. That's really what it looks like.
Awesome. So because Linda has, you know, worked with you many times already, let's take Linda as a test case example. Okay. Linda, I'm sure you have a question. I'm sure you have a question, Linda.
I'm sure I do. Yes. More finances, better finances than I've got going right now. Could that be something we could work on, please?
Sure.
You want me to stand up, Jimmy?
I would love for you to stand up. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And if you can put me to where I can see her, that'd be great. But not, I can listen to her.
Facing north.
Okay. Awesome.
So Jimmy, is your Zoom window open? Do you have your Zoom window open somewhere?
Yeah, I do. It just acts like it's.
I backed up a little. Is that better? Can you see?
Yeah, that's great, Linda. But Jimmy can't see you yet. I'm just getting him to like fix his screen so that he can see everybody.
Okay. Yeah, that would be helpful.
There's nothing I can do. It's all you, Jimmy.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, isn't that, that's an irony of the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
So just minimize everything else and just keep the Zoom window open.
Well, let's try that it keeps showing me as a post attendee, and that's the funny part. So that's okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to go back and click on it again. Yeah. It's as if it's signed off somehow.
Ah. So
that's okay.
You can just click on the Zoom symbol, that the icon that may be somewhere on your computer.
Let's just hit this again.
That should
there
take
we go. Perfect. I see you now. All right. Awesome, Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Jimmy.
You manage through technology. I love it. Oh, well, thank you. You're sweet. That's so sweet. Yeah, if you're due north now, I find due north makes a difference too, by the way, Alara. And that does make a difference too. People could do north, south, east, or west. I don't care. It's no preference. I'm just letting you know over a long period of time what I've had the most luck with. So as she's standing there now, if you just say, my name is Linda, it's going to pull you forward.
My name is Linda. Yep.
Awesome. Yep, there you go.
I'm just going I'm going to maximize you, Linda, just so that people can actually see you as, you know,
okay.
As you're swimming.
That'd be great.
Okay.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah, and if you say, my name is Nemo the Fish, you're going to feel the pull back.
My name is Nemo the Fish. Nope.
There you go. Awesome. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to utilize you today, Linda, to clear everybody and everything on the call. That's going to make things a lot more powerful for everybody. And the first one is, I am clear. You can say that. I am clear.
I am clear. Nope.
So that's no, but keep in mind, you might be, but everybody on the call won't be. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, bring in from the heavens clarity right now. And it's going to pull you forward when it shifts.
Oh,
there you go. And that's clear of curses, spells, and hexes, and a long list of horrible things. The second one is, I am unclear.
I am unclear.
Oh. And that's no, and it needs to be no. And I don't tell new clients, you know, which way they should go so they can't skew it and overthink it to death. Right, Alara? You know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And so then the third one is, I am running forward.
I am running forward. No.
and that's no. And so I'm going to go to the heavens and bring that in too. And all this is body, mind, spirit, relationships, and money. And we got to put the car in drive. It's going to pull her forward when it comes in. Yep. And it's big, and it took a little bit longer because we're doing everybody on the call. Also in the future, anybody ever sees this or listens to it, it's going to work for them as well. So now here's the simple part. What we've done is, in order for you to get into eBay, Amazon, start shopping, putting things in and out of a shopping cart, you got to turn on your computer, number one. Number two is you got to go to Google or go to the internet. And number three is then you punch in the URL like Zoom, okay? And so that's what we've done to Linda right now. And so now we can start adding and subtracting. We're at that place on the internet where we can add and subtract things to her URL, if you will, okay? So right now we'll do, she wanna do money and finance. So I like good fortune. So yes, we'll just say that, Linda, my life is filled with good fortune.
My life is filled with good fortune. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that's really good. So we're gonna leave that, okay? And here's a couple different odd things. My bad luck switch is turned off.
My bad luck switch is turned off.
And that's no. And so I'm gonna go to the heavens, bring that in. So whether you believe in good luck, bad luck, or you don't believe in any of that at all, believe me, it makes a difference. So we've heard it so much for so long, we end up picking it up. I just changed it. It's going to pull you forward.
Yep.
There you go. Great. And so guess what the next one is, Linda? You turned off your bad luck switch.
Now you got to turn on the good luck switch.
There you go. I love it. So my good luck switch is turned on.
Yep.
So we'll leave it. Obviously, that's a good thing, right? So we don't want to mess with that. Make sense?
Nope. Yes. Yep.
So there you go. And so for you and everybody listening now, also, I would do open to receiving all the best life has to offer. See if you go forward, back, or in between.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. Yeah. And I'm deserving of all the best life has to offer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. And I'm worthy of all the best life has to offer.
Awesome.
So when you think of money, then what's up with you, Linda, that you would change or make different? In other words, what's your issue?
What's my issue?
Yeah, with the money part.
I don't think I've been able to manifest it the way I'd like to.
Okay, so just stop right there and take it a little bit at a time. Just say it's safe and comfortable for me to manifest at all.
It's safe and comfortable for me to manifest at all. Oh, but I do go
forward. Yeah, that's good. Okay. So what would you manifest and co-create with spirit?
Financial security and more than enough.
Okay. So guess what they are now? Feel the pull forward while you're saying
yes.
it? Yeah.
Yes.
So you know we're lined up for it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we changed other things, and the cool part is that changed too. So if I take you back to even a day ago, here is the financial stability and knowing what to do, right? And moving forward. It's no, okay?
Right.
But if I bring you back to right now, it's going to pull you forward again.
Yeah.
How wild
yeah.
is that, right? So try and explain this
wild.
To people, right? But it's,
yeah.
you know, but that's how much, you know, I mean, everybody has had maybe a Reiki situation where they've gotten healing and things, and that's all cool, but you get off the table and you go, well, I feel good, but I'm not sure what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or they go to big seminars and they're great for 2 or 3 days, and then what happens? We fall down the hill on fire, right? But with this, you can kind of play with it and see, you know, where you're at, get yeses, nos, and go, okay, this is here now. This, it's more of a measurement. It's more authentic, I think, as far as giving you progress and little hints from the universe. Make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Linda. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being our pet for the whole world.
Yeah, thanks for playing, Linda.
Sample. I love it.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it very, very much.
Awesome.
Thanks,
Laura. We're glad you joined us. Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
That was fun.
Wasn't it? I love it.
Yeah.
That's and that's just what shows up. I mean, everybody's session's different, too. You know what I mean? But that's what's showing up for Linda.
Exactly.
So it's pretty wild. It's good stuff.
So I'm sure everybody got that, right? I don't know why I can't see myself now. It's so weird.
We see you.
We see you.
Computer is acting up today. It's like, one second. Jimmy, you still there?
Yep. Okay. I can see you.
Yeah, right. All right. So now, why can't I see me? So there I am. Okay, good. I'll fix that. Yay. All right. So now we all know what that was like. That was fun. That was easy. So we're going to, you know, take some more questions and people.
So let's see.
So I know that, so Julie has her hand raised. So Julie, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. I'll unmute your audio and then you can see if you want to unmute your video. Okay. I don't know where you are. Got to find you. There she is. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good.
How are you?
Good. I am feeling like it's hard for me to make decisions on anything. Like I can't figure out a yes or a no on something. And I feel like I have no confidence in myself.
Okay. So I would take those one at a time if you can figure out which way is due north right now.
Yeah,
we're gonna have it work on you and everyone else who ever hears this call. Yeah, I understand. I know exactly what we need to be doing on that. So I would do discernment and direction in your life and see if you go forward, back, or in between. I have discernment and direction in my life.
No.
So we're just gonna change it to yes, and all I'm doing is going to the heavens and fishing it in for you. You'll feel the pull forward when it comes in.
Okay. Yes.
Feel it going forward now. Awesome. Where are you located?
Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, you're a neighbor then. I'm up in Clearwater.
Oh, I thought you were in Tampa. I was gonna.
I have an office in Tampa. Yeah.
Yoga place. I think you have.
Yeah. Yeah. Kodawari Yoga Studios. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's gonna help you. You also have what they're calling really some brain fog going on. I think you'd agree with that big time.
Oh yeah.
That's your number one thing. They're whispering in my ear. Okay. So we'll just own that and say, I have brain fog.
I have brain fog. Yeah.
You feel it pulling you forward. So I'm going to release that, obviously, and resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now. It's going to pull you back when it leaves.
Yes.
Feel it pulling back. Great. And I love Focus Factor, too, by the way. I don't sell supplements, but I certainly recommend a lot of different things. You know, this program today and what she's offering would really help you a lot, obviously. But Focus Factor, you can order on eBay or Amazon. You test for at least taking one with every meal kind of thing, up to three
a day.
Does
that have caffeine in it? Because I have a
It does not process. Have caffeine in it.
Okay.
You can find it at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, any of those places. But the least expensive place I've found is on eBay.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that would help you out a lot. So. And again, I'm not trying to sell you on it. I'm just trying to get you hooked up a little bit better. But you show deficient when I'm looking at you. You know what I mean? I look at things like a graphic equalizer, and you got some things here and some things up here that are too high, too low. You're all over the map, you know.
Yeah. I'm having a
And we
time.
Love you, but I'm just saying.
Good to know.
Right?
Yeah, good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Julie.
Even that alone is really going to help you, honey.
Okay, thank you. Can I come see you in Clearwater or just Tampa?
Tampa's the best spot. I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. If you email me, just, you know, get a hold of me. We'll work something out for you. Okay?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We're glad you're listening today. Thank you.
Thanks, Alara.
Thank you, Julie. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
All right. So Julie is muted. Awesome. So I know that somebody, Amy has been having trouble with her thingamajiggy. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute you, Amy, okay? Hello? Amy? No? Yes? No?
You got chat down there too, so that's cool.
Yeah. Hello? Amy? No? All right, you can... We'll try you again later. Maybe you, I don't know. But she said, she did have a question in the chat. Most of the time, my sway is so mild, it's hard to tell it from the wobble. And is it unusual to wobble back and forth a little for a few seconds before swaying forward or backward?
It is not. To me, that's dumping things out. So going in reverse would be dumping out the negative pieces. I've had people that you and I clear pretty quickly to yes, you know, clear, unclear, no, running forward.
Yeah.
I've had new clients take 15 minutes to do those three things.
Oh, wow.
Because they've been so mucked up for so long and who knows how many lifetimes, they're just a mess.
Okay.
So that's sometimes that's what happens. So no, that's not unusual at all. I would tell her to work on patience with herself and the world. So got to be patient.
Awesome. All right.
And
so
it does get better, by the way. It does get better. It gets, you get kind of cleaned up and yeah, things start to go faster.
Yeah. Once you find some routine, some discipline, some modality, whatever, you have to keep doing it. You can't just do it once and expect everything to be fixed in one shot, you know?
100%. It's like working out, yoga, eating right, you know? Yeah. Can't go, I really ate great for one day.
So Maria, I'm going to unmute you, but I don't want a long story, Maria. Just be, you know, concise. Tell Jimmy what the problem is concisely. And I only say that because, you know, we've heard.
No, I'd say that to everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Jimmy. I've fished before and I know it works. I can tell you that.
Awesome.
Just what do you see? Yeah. I'm open to receive.
No,
all you give me right now.
Maria, I've told you, you know, no, you have to ask a specific question. No vague, like just tell me, you know.
Just
no.
Read me. I love
okay,
it.
Okay. My undermining energy, what's blocking me from not feeling worthy and good enough to receive?
So we'll do worthy and receiving, deserving. You know, we did that earlier, but stand up right now, face due north, and you can feel
yeah.
it. Yeah. And just say, I'm open to receiving all the best life has to offer, and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I'm open to receiving all that life has to offer.
The best.
The best. You the don't best. Want it all, trust me.
Yeah,
I'm open to receiving. I've had it all.
All the best life has to offer.
I'm open to receive all that life has to offer.
All
the best of life.
All the best that life has to offer.
All the best that life has to offer. I'm open to receiving. Mm-hmm.
All right, go forward, back, or in between. How does it feel?
I went forward.
Okay, so leave it. Just jump to
on
the
my
next
tippy toes.
One. Yeah. I love that. So let's do deserving. I'm deserving of all the best life has to offer.
I am deserving of all the best that life has to offer.
And?
Forward, back, or in between.
Oh, I think we lost her.
It's her connection.
Yeah.
We're going to change it for you, Maria, no matter what.
Yeah. Awesome. We'll yeah. change it anyways. Or Jimmy
absolutely.
Will change
it anyways. Absolutely. It's all good.
She was outside, and so maybe, you know.
Yeah. I have a radio show every week. I'm the same way you are. It's like, I don't know. Just read me. You know, what does spirit say? It's like, oh, my gosh. Narrow it down, you know.
And that's
work,
what
job,
I say.
Career, is it health? Is it what, you know?
Yeah. No, I said no. We will not take yeah. questions like that. You have to have a specific question, because if you want
right.
to change something in your life, you know, you have to know what that is.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
at least,
nothing changes.
At least give me choices, you know.
Yeah. So, exactly.
It's all good.
Okay, so Sarla, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. And again, this no story is necessary. We just need a specific question. 1 second. Hello.
Hello, Alara and Jimmy.
Hi.
All right. I am going to stand to north.
Okay,
oh, okay.
Awesome.
Jimmy,
so, hold on 1 second, Sarla. So Sarla's in Australia, right?
Right.
Yes.
So does she still stand to the north or not?
Yeah, that's
yes,
fine.
Yes,
north
I
is
am.
Fine.
I have working with Jimmy, you know.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Right.
Good.
All right. Jimmy, can you do, we haven't done this with each other. I have digestive problem, heartburn, and also constipation problem, and no control over my bowel and bladder movement.
Yeah, so I would certainly be taking some digestive enzymes or even natural things, yeah. And
yes,
then in
I'm
between
taking...
all that, I'd be taking a whole lot of the probiotics. You need as many
right.
as three
yes.
of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm
in between.
Taking it. I'm taking
yeah.
it.
So yeah. we'll just say that. Safe and comfortable, have good digestion, and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I am
my digestion
safe and
is excellent. Yeah, my digestion is excellent.
My digestive system is excellent.
And we'll see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I'm going back.
Yeah, so that's a no. So all I'm going to do is go to the heavens and ask like prayer. I call it supercharged, turbocharged prayer. We're going to bring in a higher level of digestion for you right now. It's going to pull you forward when it comes in.
I'm feeling it.
There you go. I love it. And eyes open, eyes closed, it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
People are so cute and funny. I'll meet them in person, Alara, and they start taking off their watches and putting their wallets. I'm like, I'm 9 miles above your head. I don't care what you it's going to be okay. Makes sense, Sorella?
Thank you, darling.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Again.
Yeah, yes, I'm glad to see you. Thank you for calling in.
Now you can see me how I look.
Yeah, that's okay. I think you look great.
Thank you, Jimmy.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Alara.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Sarah. Good to see you again.
Yes. Your time is very good, actually, so because I am early riser.
Oh, good.
So that's why I can attend.
Awesome. Good. Glad to hear that. All right. I'm going to mute you. So Maria, we did finish you, or, you know, Jimmy did finish you, even though we lost you, but so it all worked out.
Yeah, and I do a lot of remote work, too. I've worked on people that, you know, people have asked me to work on somebody in another city or state.
Yeah.
And so even if you and I do that together for her right now, it's still going to change. So
yeah,
and that's cool to me. That impresses me. And it takes a lot to impress me. So I love your fan. It's colorful. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. I love it too. Thank you. I use it all the time. It's like I get these, you know, the energy, when the energy is flowing, I get really hot.
100%.
So we're going to go to Melissa. I'm going to unmute you, Melissa, and then we're going to go back down to the chat and see what else is there. Okay, so I'm going to unmute you, Melissa. Hello.
Hello. Okay, can you hear me okay? Because I'm like standing away from my phone with my feet in the earth here.
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
I'm ready.
We got you.
All right. So, Okay. Well, it was going to be an energy, but I'm feeling better right this moment. So awesome. Could we work on...
Have you figured that part out yet, Melissa?
I think I need to work on, if you can help me, why I can't hold my boundaries and stay in my body grounded. Oh,
okay. Well, I would say that, and we'll do it for Alara too. It's safe and comfortable to feel grounded and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
It's safe and comfortable to be grounded. Okay, I went forward on that.
Okay, so you're there now. So what does that give you? But probability, right? So we know you can be safe and comfortable to be grounded. And okay. Let's just go ahead and bring in grounding for you now. I'm just doing it now. It's going to pull you forward again when it shifts.
Yep, there it is.
There you go. Where are you calling from today?
Michigan.
Okay, great. All I see is Melissa on the screen. So
okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right.
Awesome. So,
makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I know there was some kind of a safety issue I couldn't figure out about staying in my body. So that,
right now you're okay. There's plenty of times we leave our bodies. I mean, morning, noon, and night, and it's okay.
Okay.
You know.
I try to be as conscious as I can about it, but I really appreciate that because I haven't had any energy for the last couple of weeks. I mean, I could barely function, and
let's check it now.
Maybe it's because I wasn't grounded.
Now we're going to go to the heavens for you and everybody that's watching and bring an incredible amount of energy and stability. It's going to pull you forward when it comes in. I just changed it.
Got it.
There you go.
Awesome. Good.
Makes sense.
Thank you. I'm really grateful.
We're glad you called in. We're thrilled you're watching.
Thank you, Melissa.
Oh, thank you, Alara. I'm so grateful. Yay!
Yay, good. Awesome. All right, we're going to go to Amy was, you know, she couldn't get her audio to work, so she says she's been lightheaded, brain fog the last month or so, not sure why. Maybe focus factor would help, but is there anything else you can...
The focus factor tests strong for her too, the different things in that. She doesn't test lightheaded as much as the brain fog, So all I'm going to do is release all that for her. Mm-hmm. And anyone that's watching or listening now or in the future, we're just going to release all that out of them.
Yeah.
And I'm just feeling it leave right now. So we're doing pretty good.
Awesome.
And a lot of these are processed too. You know that. But so for folks to know, you know, I call it like we're doing in America, the Thanksgiving dinner, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll have things on the stove. You'll have things simmer, medium, high, boiling. You take a turkey out or whatever, and you put rolls in, or you put the pie in, it cooks on residual heat. So there's a lot of things going on all at one time here, and especially on the call. And things will process and get a whole lot better for you. And so kind of my joke is, you know, I'd rather do this and know that things are working than just leave it all to chance, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. So Angela, are you still here?
Thank you.
Angela?
Angela.
I'm here.
Yeah, there you are. Awesome. So you were talking about clearing relentless pain in your neck?
Yes, and I had finances and taxes.
What? Sorry? I missed that.
I had finances and taxes as well.
Oh, finances and taxes as well? Well, let's just do like the clearing the pain in your neck first.
Yeah. So when I'm in it, it feels like not Atlas, but C2. And so we're just going to release all that for you and everybody that's listening and has neck pain. You also have what I'm calling, they're whispering in my ear about oxen yoke. So you feel like you're plowing the rock field, the big yoke that goes around the oxen's neck. And so we're going to release that as well. Mm. And that's going to help you with the money, the taxes, the everything.
Mm.
There you go. We just changed it.
I like that. How's that, Angela?
I definitely move forward.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
I can't either.
I swayed forward.
Oh, you swayed forward. Good.
I swayed forward.
Good. Okay, good. And that's awesome. They're just kind of whispering in my ear that is us releasing that oxen yoke over your neck and anybody else's that watches now or in the future or ever hears the sound of my voice. That'll make a big difference for them. Nobody wants to be plowing the rock field for no money. So I get it.
Awesome. Thank you, Angela. I'm going to mute you. All right. So Mimi has a question, and let's see if we can hear her. Can we hear you, Mimi?
Hi.
There you are.
I'm one of Jimmy's regular clients.
Awesome.
And, oh God, he's, I've been very sick, and he's been working on me, and I'm recovering. And I'm so grateful to Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for calling in today. Gosh, anything we can help you with?
I was just thinking, like, being able to hear and my guides and my higher self as beautifully and as cleanly as you hear your guides. Because I'm, like, in awe.
Yeah,
I'm like
fast.
In awe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in awe of how easily you are able to hear direction, and you're able to hear guidance, and you're able to analyze your clients, and you do it so efficiently.
Fast.
It's so fast and efficient. Like, wow.
You better be fast. That's what I always say. Gonna be on my radio show. You better be quick. So,
I'm in awe.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. You're sweet. I will say, you know, it's a process, and part of the package today that Alara's offering, and we don't, you know, this is a package put together just for this show, just so you know. But one of the items in it is called Magic 8-Ball. If you remember when you were a kid, or even 70s, 80s. They would have that little plastic 8-ball, and you'd shake it and say, not right now, or try again later, you know, and so that's kind of our joke about it. But it's over a half hour of clearings to really help folks become more intuitive. And so those kinds of things would help you. So that's my round the lake way of saying, you know, don't think of it as, you know, you want to be this intuitive, you know, like right now, because it's been a process for me too. I mean, my near-death experience changed everything. That was over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've had clients morning, noon, and night, 7 days a week for, you know, 20 years. And so when you start clearing that kind of work, you know, off of them, that's negative. And I'm also asking for it to clear off of me too. And anything positive that I'm bringing in for you or them, I'm bringing that in for myself. So over time, you can imagine exponentially that really starts to add up. So be patient with yourself and just know that it can get a whole lot better. And as we play, it's going to get better, 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 and it's going to go faster. And that's really awesome.
Awesome.
Okay.
Could we have some connection now? Like some clearing that we get to hear our higher self now?
Sure. Yeah. We'll do it right now. It'll just release whatever's blocking you from higher self. All of your angels and guides and everybody else. All right. It's going to pull you straight back when it releases. There you go. Awesome. Feel that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There you go. We're watching you move. So it's a good thing. We're seeing the little breaks of the sun in between the trees. So that's always refreshing too.
Awesome. Thank you, Mimi.
Makes sense. Thanks, Mimi.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I love it.
Love it.
So sweet. Okay. So there were some, Penny had a question about the muscle testing, the sway test, for example. She said, I'm curious to know how or if this testing method can be used for people who can't stand up.
So for folks that can't stand up, and that's also in the package, it explains all that that we're offering today, just so they know, there are different pieces in there. So in other words, you could still use your fingers. If you can just lay there and use your fingers, this would be a yes, this would be a no. There's always weakness and strength. People use a little pendulum and get a yes or no, and it swings. And with today's package, by the way, it's the Dowsers Handbook. It also includes video. Mm-hmm. So you can watch me do it. It shows you step by step on how to do it. And, you know, kind of my joke is if you can read it at a ninth grade level, then you'll be fine with my stuff, right? So because it's very straightforward, it's very simple. We've taken the physics and the waves and all the calculations all out of it, and we've just reduced it. Spirit's got it down to just a fish. So the short answer is yes, absolutely. Yeah. Even if you couldn't walk, you can maybe still use your fingers to test. I've had people that if they were sitting in a wheelchair, they can actually feel the pull forward, yes, and pull the pull back to no.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking about if they were paralyzed, people are feeling the energy. You just can't deny the energy. It's so palpable. And you know that. So
exactly.
You know
exactly. Saying. And that's the thing. Sometimes, you know, I don't have to stand. I can just sit and still
feel it
forward or, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of folks and even in access, they would call it heavier light. And that's fine too. It's however you get there, but you still need a measurement of that.
Exactly. So there's a question from CJ in the chat. Can you help me with moving forward with stopping sugar? I have been fantastic in the past, but not for the last year.
So yeah, we can work on that now. And I would say my experience has been, it is generally people who are calcium deficient that are craving sugar all the time. If you're super really craving salts, it's magnesium deficient. So it's kind of interesting. There's people that would prefer potato chips over ice cream, but generally you're going to, you know, need more vitamin C too. So that would help as well. So yeah, I would just take that out. The other thing is I'm just doing it now and releasing it. The other thing that you could combine in those different things and products would be picolinate and also cinnamon on everything. Putting cinnamon on there really cuts the sugar. That would help you out a lot too. Chromium picolinate. Thank you. I didn't remember. See? Sometimes I'm slow, Mimi, and then they wake me up and hit me in the head and goes, chromium picolinate. It's always in a voice I would never use and words I would never use. So there you go. So that'll help.
Awesome. And there's a question from Renetta. What about some clarity on a path that would really make me happy?
Wow, clarity on a path to make me happy. So the ideal thing on that would be if she said, hey, I can't decide between engineering, law, medicine. You know, if you narrow it down, I can tell you 100% what would be best for your life's purpose in life.
Oh my God, really? You can do that?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
All right, so because I know Renetta really well, I'm going to say...
Yeah, so what is she really striving to do? I mean, I'm torn between housewife, teacher, or, you know, Indian chief. I mean, where are we going?
We're going to, until she types in, access bars classes.
Okay.
Graphic design, and there was one other thing, which I can't remember now, Renetta.
So that's okay. So access chest, just okay. So if she was standing there right now, almost be in the middle. And I love those guys. You know, it's great. Mm-hmm. My joke is it's still infinitely better than talk therapy, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's the way you got to look at it. But graphic design test, super strong for her.
Yeah.
And also, I have a lot of clients that are very wealthy, very famous. And I would tell you the happiest ones I know do a little bit of everything. So
that's what I told her. Renetta, I told you the exact same thing last night.
Well, I'm telling you what they're telling me.
What happened is, I'm an architect originally, but since I moved to the United States, I don't have a license here. So it's kind of like a graphic design is, I'm designing, I'm creative, I'm creating. But it's not like that kind of passion that I used to have for architecture. That's why I feel like I haven't found what really is for me. That's why I did that.
What
question.
Did you do where you were licensed in something else or you did something else? What was it?
Architecture.
Architecture. Okay. Yeah. And that test super strong for you. Did you love that?
She did.
Yeah. So
but I'm not a licensed architect in the United States.
Well, guess what? I would still figure out a way to even work in that field. Yes, I would. I'd figure it out. Yeah. Yeah. I would work there as an apprentice. I'd file whatever paperwork I had to file. I would transfer whatever to transfer, and I'd look into that really heavy. Just letting you know. It tests strong for you.
You asked the question, Renetta. Now you have to respond.
I want to know. I want to know. If I come right out of the gate and said, architecture, what would you say? Like, oh, no, I still got to do architecture and be an architect. Yeah, you do. So what? That's okay. But even if you help them out locally, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Probably hire a licensed architect and I own the company.
Okay. There you go. That's okay. See my point, though? But you could work with somebody else until you got up to speed to doing it yourself, okay? It's not like they'd have to really oversee you. You get it, right? What country are you from originally? What language do you speak?
Spanish.
Okay.
Venezuela.
Okay, there you go. And what state are you in now?
Florida.
Florida, okay. So there's going to be, certainly in South Florida, there's going to be architectural firms that would love that you speak Spanish and still do that. And even if they sent you out to explain things to the client. That makes sense?
Yeah, I'm in Merritt Island. I'm not south, I'm center.
Okay, but that's okay. But I'm just saying something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't bring up excuses, Renetta.
Yeah. Well, I think there's something around you, not to the east, north. There are things inland from you and more south. South of you, there's bound to be something else. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
And yeah, of course, and it's fine to do bars and all that too, but that's just, you know, and that's great, but your bigger picture, you can do the architecture thing, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
thank
even
you.
If you were the representative for an architectural firm that's maybe even 20 miles south of you, that would be great. They just sent you out to see all the Spanish-speaking people and had to help the contractor, right, and the builders and explain things in Spanish. I mean, you'd be back in your wheelhouse of what you need to do. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Yay.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in today.
All right. So before we go any further, let's take because we're almost at the top of the hour already. It's like, oh my God.
That flies by, doesn't it?
It does.
10 minutes. Yeah.
It's like so fast. It's like, oh my goodness. So I want to take a moment and just talk about the special offer that we do have. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. For those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Jimmy8. And I'm going to screen share in just a second. I'm going to screen share in just a second so that we can share it and show it. Awesome.
Oh, there it goes. Yeah, it looks good. And your folks did a good job with all that too, by the way. It looks pretty.
Thank you.
You did good.
You have to make some changes. It's all good.
So, yeah, that's okay.
There's 8 pieces to this, six items plus 2 bonuses. And you know, the big thing is the My Liquid Fish. Which is like, you know, I'm just like blown away even more so today than I was the other day when we talked, Jimmy, I have to say.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's cool. It goes fast.
It's fun and easy. I love it.
And if you scroll back, you need to scroll back just to show folks so they can laugh. Now, I'm telling you, people will call and text and email me afterwards and go, and they're going to want to get all those things there. Mm-hmm. And I want to show folks the price. That's the retail price.
Right.
So, you know, $369. So if you bypass this, you go to my site or you're blowing up my phone going, can I get that? Yeah, you can for almost $400, right?
Yeah.
Or you can get it today for $111. So I can tell you what I'd rather do, because this is this is a special offer just to your people and you. So
awesome.
Yeah, to go over that really quickly, what's in it is the My Liquid Fish Change Made Simple. It's a starter kit that's got a basic overview of what we're doing today.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that things are layered. If they're layered, it makes a huge difference for folks. So there's things in there to read, watch, and listen to, and it's very progressive. And then the tackle box, that was, that's fine. You can get to that. That's mm-hmm. been one of our most popular books. Sandy Bittinger, who you know is my sweetheart that handles all my social media and all my whole world, and she's awesome. That's her favorite book. I've had 8 books. But this has got a little bit of everything in it, and so that's why people love it. And if you mm-hmm. just look at the cover of that book alone, you know, if you're going fishing, you're going to need a tackle box, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, got a little bit of everything in there lure-wise for you to catch fish. And so it's pretty amazing, and it gives you more background on this. And there's a whole question and answer thing throughout it. And mm-hmm. folks generally are asking me the same 10 questions every day of my whole life, right? And it's
right.
all answered in there. So that's really, really good. This is the digital PDF, is the Dowser's Handbook. And so you'd had a caller ask earlier, for instance, you know, even if they can't walk or do anything.
Yeah.
And still use a pendulum, still use your fingers. It goes into each one of those there, and it shows you step by step how to do that. And that even does include the video, which is amazing. And so it really, really helps you, because I just break it all down for you step by step. And so it takes the mysticism out of it and all the self-doubt and, well, am I overthinking it? You know, am I thinking too hard? Is it really me doing this? It's like, yeah, it's really you. It's more spirit.
Right.
And that's going to help you more than anything. And then the psychic intuition one, we talked about that earlier with Mimi, and that's the magic 8-ball one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing too, because it's about a half an hour. There's over 100 clearings in it. And this particular one is at a higher level as far as for folks that ever take my course. It's included in that because it clears out so many blocks on intuition. So it does make a big, big difference, you know, when folks get that. And this particular one took several years to put together. So it's not like it's 30 minutes and I'm just spitballing, you know, and hoping it works out. I mean, we wrote that script and argued about it around the table and went back and forth and actually tested the clearings and threw out the ones that didn't work and the ones that did. So it's fast. And the next one is My Belief Works for Being in the Divine Flow, Universal Abundance. You know, who doesn't need more money? This is one of the most recent ones I put out. It has been the largest seller of everything that we've put out. So that's pretty amazing right there. It's going to help people clear out. There's over 200 clearings in it. It's 40 minutes long. It's all in PDF too, so you can read it. You can listen to it. It'll make a big difference for you financially.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one-on-one with me. You saw how fast we could go, even with working with folks, 90 seconds on the phone here on really Zoom on video. I mean, we're at 90 seconds, probably a minute, 2 minutes. This is 15 straight minutes with me. Folks who want to upgrade, they always could, but you get 15 minutes. And I encourage everybody, don't just hurry up and schedule once you get the package. You know, work through the package and listen to things, read things, watch them a little bit. it'll make our time together so much more fruitful and enjoyable. And you'll really have some more specific questions and things we can show you that'll take you deeper.
Absolutely. And then there's some bonuses. There's a bonus video. This is you demonstrating the dowsing.
Yep. And that really shows us how to do it. And it's live video. So it will really, really help folks.
And then you can upgrade to 30-minute session for an additional $33 if you would rather, you know, do more than 15 minutes.
Yeah. And you see how fast an hour flies by for you and me. So,
yes.
Yeah, flies by.
Exactly. And all that is available for $111. And so definitely, you know, take advantage of it. It's a awesome package. And I'm loving this, you know, this process and this tool, you know, my liquid fish. It's so simple. It's so easy.
It is. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it. It's deep.
Don't let it fool you. It's deep.
Exactly. And then the more you do it, that's the thing, the more you do it and the more, you
better
know,
it gets, the
yeah,
it gets.
Exactly.
No question, so.
Awesome. So Delight, I'm going to just unmute Delight quickly. Oh, I missed somebody's question earlier. I missed a few questions. Oh, there's some more questions. Okay. So Delight, I'm going to unmute you, but please keep it to one question and no stories necessary. We're just going to get right to it. Okay. Hello.
Hi, Alara.
Hi. Good.
Hi. Jimmy, I'm going through something very important regarding the positions, and if you would please help me to clear myself so I'm ready for tomorrow.
So okay. For positions, meaning a job?
No, deposition.
Oh, deposition.
Oh, deposition. Legal
deposition.
Things. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay.
A lot of legal work too. There's it's amazing because there's a lot of energy in that. It's kind of a, I hate loving you, I love hating you, everybody's at war. So yeah, we'll just clear you out right now. If you're standing up, face due north, we're just going to release any of the blocks for that and resolve and delete it, erase them, disentangle them all out now. And you can say anything you want or nothing at all and just use the fish, but it's going to pull you back when that leaves. There you go. I'm feeling it move.
Yeah.
There you go. That's going to help you. What state are you in?
Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got
Thank
it.
You so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah. Good luck with that, honey.
Thank you.
One of my best friends, we call him the bald-headed lawyer. And I tell him there's nothing that scares people more than hearing prolonged litigation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So yep. Get out of that as quick as you can. Do your little depo and settle things out and get on with your life.
So Angela's asking, can you use a pendulum to read an alphabet chart? Sure, why not?
Yeah, I think she's thinking on the alphabet chart, she's wanting things to be spelled out for her. So she's thinking more like a Ouija board or something like that. But you don't even need to do that. I mean, you can go bigger concepts. You'd be shocked at how many angels and guides and different loved ones that have crossed over. They're all in the room. It's just packed. And, you know, if you just really clearly define what you want to achieve, you're going to see the pendulum jump one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm just going to go quickly through these things. So Julie wants your email so she can book an appointment for at the yoga place for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's Kodawara Yoga. It's in Tampa, Florida. You can go to kodawarayoga.com and give them a call.
Awesome.
Generally it sells out every Friday. So call them now. Get a half hour. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that's what happened. So There you go.
Yeah. So Christy is asking, because we only have a few more minutes left. So Christy is asking, what is the best way to initiate the divine connection? What to say to ensure you have 100% divine light, 100% truth, guidance for 100% your soul in this body and this time?
And so that's all fluffy puppies and kittens, and I love it. And don't ever change, sweetie, but ultimately, you want to be able to fish and do what we've done today. You want to release all these negative things. You want to download more positive things. and you want to be fully present in your body. And if you start doing that, then everything can shift and change. And however that works for you, pendulum, standing, you know, fingers, heavier light, whatever works. You want to be in that place where you can differentiate between yes or no. If you can give me yeses and nos on things, you know, we can rock your whole world. And the same with whether we want to do some access bars or graphic design and architecture, I would do a little bit of all of it. So there you go.
So Alana is asking, can we clear the resistance to paperwork and licensing?
Yeah. She doesn't test that strong as a weakness for paperwork, but she tests really negative on licensing. So we're going to jump kind of the end game of that and release these issues with licensing. And it's going to pull me back even in release when that goes. And I'm doing it now and it's pulling me back. So that'll change for it too. So get out of your head about the paperwork. It's more, you're far more caught up in administration and licensing and state and federal stuff and whatever. So
awesome. Penny's asking, I have a cataract in my left eye, according to eye doctor, would love to reverse or eliminate enough to avoid surgical removal.
So I have had some great luck with eyes. And I worked on my eyes, and I would tell you there is a particular, and I don't sell product, but I tell people, you know, as a public service announcement, do their own research. The Lubrinic test good for her. That's an eye drop. It's L-U-B-R-N-I-C, Lubrinic. And maybe it's N-I-N-A-C or N-I-C. You can get it on eBay or Amazon. That would really help. I also am big on MSM. I love MSM. And that's really a sulfur form. It's always in glucosamine chondroitin, and then there's MSM and sulfur with it, and that really helps too. And they actually have eye drops for that. And so those are things that would go a long way to help out. But I would tell you, for the surgeons now, that's like us going to the grocery store or something. That's nothing to them. So all they're doing is slicing and dicing. Mm-hmm. And also that is, it's the eye's natural occurrence to kind of cloud over to protect it from the sun so that you can still see at all. Mm. So, but those are some ideas and things that'll help.
Angela was asking, can this program help with macular degeneration?
I've had great luck with eyes, like we had said. And, you know, I believe it was Linda who mentioned that earlier when we first started out. I think you'll recall, Huara.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she had great reversal with that. I'm making no guarantees, of course, but I can tell you what I've had a lot of great luck in, and it's eyes. So yeah, it's possible you can reverse that. And the macular degeneration, the pressure and all that in the eyes, I would normalize pressure. I'd work on that. I'd work on optical nerves. I'd work on brain stuff. So it goes deeper than just the eyes.
Hmm. Okay, awesome. I'm going to get my husband to have a session with you because he's got eye stuff. Well, not eye stuff per se, but
I know what you mean.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. All right. Awesome. Thank you. Can we fish for a career path, or could we be on the wrong path as a healer? So Maria was asking, and this is a great question because sometimes when we're struggling as a healer, we wonder, maybe I'm not on the right path. You know, maybe I should be doing something else. Right.
Yeah. Maria, you said it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. She tests strong as a healer. Mm-hmm. And everybody, you know, I tell everybody, you know, everybody's got some healing ability in them, and everybody could write a novel, right?
Yeah.
But unless your aunt is Oprah, you know, the odds of you having the best-selling novel are probably pretty slim, but that's okay. So she tests strong as being a healer, but I tell folks, do a little bit of everything. It's okay to be, you know, the kindergarten teacher and the wife and the mother and the grandmother and a healer. And you do a little bit of these things as you go along. So it isn't jumping off one ice flow onto another. You know, you wait until things are moving along pretty good before you give up your day job.
Absolutely. So last question from Linnell, and she's looking for some help releasing sexual slavery feelings.
Wow. Okay. That's different. Yeah, I even have an audio MP3 on sex, so that's pretty wild. So sexual slavery feelings. I don't get that she's a sex slave. It could be of, they're saying 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 lifetimes ago. She was a woman then too. And that was when that's what she's getting the muscle memory about. So we're just going to release all that right now for her. Mm-hmm. Everybody that's caught up in that, male or female right now, it's genderless. And let's have her learn all the lessons she needed to from it and release her from the service to it. And it's big. And I'm seeing it release right now. Mm-hmm. So that's going to help out a lot because that can keep you stuck. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, I said that was the last question, but one more question because Renetta just typed in that she's having a lot of intensity in her back, right? And so that, I'm not going to say what that could be, but I'm going to leave it up to you, mm-hmm. Jimmy.
Sure, sure. Intensity in her back, I mean, is it ongoing? How long have you had all that?
No, just now during this call.
Just now, yeah. No, that's not going to be a problem for you. That's probably a lot of movement and energy. I don't even get that it's a weakness as much as it's a strength. So as a strength, that's really going to help you. Okay? You'll see.
Awesome. Yeah. Good. Okay. Yeah, this was so much fun, Jimmy. I just love it.
Yeah, you and I always have fun. It's good. It's
Linda
good
said, I love how the releases feel, and I love this show and both of you. Thank you.
That's sweet.
No, this was so much fun, and it was so quick, and it was so easy. We're definitely going to have you come back on, Jimmy. And like I said, I'm going to get my husband to have a session with you because, you know, for his eyes, at least.
Sure.
At least that. Yeah. Maybe other stuff, yeah. Too. Maybe
it.
Other stuff.
We all do.
So. And so I just want to remind everybody too again about the package that's available at alara.at/show/Jimmy8. Please do take a look at it. You know, included in that package is a 15-minute session with Jimmy, and then you can also upgrade for an extra $33. You can also upgrade to 30 minutes, but you saw how much work can be done in a minute or two, right?
Yeah.
So, you know. And plus all the other information and the programs on abundance, the programs on in intuition, the information about the liquid fish, my liquid fish and how that works, information about dowsing and the pendulum and kinesiology, how that works, because it does work, right? We have to remember to use it.
You just got to get dialed in to get it to act, you know, to be accurate for you.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
They've been using it for forever. It goes back to the Egyptian days.
Yeah.
The days of Pharaoh. It goes back to the medieval days. So believe me,
it's been around forever. It's not a brand new woo-woo thing, you know.
It is not. But when people see this, it borders on faith healing, and they're shocked at how fast things can change. So.
So just, do you know anything about? Well, yes, I'm sure Jimmy can help with that. Myopia, astigmatism. Myopia.
Yeah.
Astigmatism.
Right, myopic astigmatism. So that's an eye thing. I've had good luck in eyes too. And basically when we're, you know, running around in the teen years, our eyes look like basketballs. And then what she's talking about over time, the astigmatism, it goes almost like a football or flattens out a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we'd work on things like that as well.
Yeah. So Italina, Jimmy can definitely help you.
I've had a lot of eye stuff and eye people around the world.
And I think we worked with the eyes earlier in the show. So if people, you know, like Italy, and if you just came on now or something, you can always go back and watch the show or listen to it again. Okay. And,
absolutely.
And be open to receiving. Okay. Yeah. All right. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And thanks for being a light to the world and getting all the information out there. You're doing fabulous too. So
thank you so much. You.
Yeah. We need you. Believe me. It's great.
I wish I lived in Florida. I'm so jealous of, you know, Julie and Renetta.
She's coming tomorrow.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And thank you everybody so much for your questions, because your questions helped not just you, but everybody who is live now or who will watch or listen later. So thank you. And everyone, until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. And Linda, again, thank you so much for being our guinea pig at the beginning. Thank you.
Thank
Much
you.
Love and blessings always, everyone. Bye for now.
Well. Bye for now.
Bye.